The month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness of sins and salvation from the divine punishment. It is the month of repentance and returning to God." Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "Repentance and returning to God means returning from a wrong way, a wrong act, and wrong thought. When we say we return from a wrong way, it means to distinguish the wrong point and the wrong way. This is very important. The first step in repentance is to pay attention to the deficiency of the act, to understand where the falsity is, where our flaw is, and our guilt is. In the month of Ramadan, we should take as much care as we can to correct our behavior, our thought, our word, and our deed. We should find our defects and try to remove them." Dear listeners, repentance means returning from evil to good. It means firm resolve to give up sins. In other words, it means regretting the past acts. One should first clean the soul and heart from sins and then adorn them with divine merits. It is like taking off dirty clothes and wearing clean ones. Once Imam Ali, peace upon him, heard a man saying, "Astaghfirullah." It means, "I seek forgiveness with God." This phrase is usually uttered when pleading to God for forgiveness of sins. Imam Ali, peace upon him, told him, "Do you know what this phrase means? There are six conditions for istighfar, seeking forgiveness. First, regretting the sin. Second, serious decision not to repeat it. Third, paying the people's rights so that you meet God with no sins. Fourth, performing any obligation that you have not fulfilled so far. Fifth, trying to melt the flesh that has grown on your body with haram money so that your skin sticks your bone and fresh flesh grows. Sixth, cause your body taste the pain of worship, just as you caused it taste the sweetness of sin. Then you can say, Astaghfirullah." If a person cannot fast in Ramadan due to some problem and he does not compensate it till the next Ramadan, later on he should both fast for those days and pay atonement for them. As we have said earlier, the atonement for each day is 750 grams of wheat, rice, or dates, which should be given to the poor people. Dear friends, in Surah Fajr of the Noble Quran, God takes an oath by 10 nights. That is, Layal al-Ashr. Some exegetes say that these nights are the last 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, which include the night of Qadr. These nights are very important to the extent that Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, used to stay at mosque during these nights for keeping vigilance and worship. He would recommend Muslims to revere these nights too. In view of this, i'tikaf, which means staying in mosque for worship and prayer, has been recommended for these nights. The Prophet said that i'tikaf during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan has the reward of two hajj and two umrah, that is, minor hajj pilgrimages. The acclaimed Muslim scholar, Sheikh Ya'qub Kolayni, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, as saying that during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, the faithful had better to recite this supplication while appealing to God. I seek refuge with the glory of your noble visage, lest the month of Ramadan passes by or the dawn of this night rises, while there has remained a sin or flaw with you, which you will punish me for it. It is also recommended to recite this supplication after the ritual prayers. O God, fulfill for us the rite of the month of Ramadan and forgive our shortcomings in it, and receive it from us while you accept it. And do not reprove us because of our extravagance on our souls, and place us among those who get your mercy, and do not place us among the deprived. Here is another supplication that is recited on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. O God, you have said in your book that you sent down the month of Ramadan. It is the month in which the Quran has been sent down as guidance for people and proofs of guidance and criterion. So, you revered the respect of this month by sending down the Quran in it, and specialized it by the night of Qadr, and made the night better than 1,000 months. O God, these were the days of the month of Ramadan that have passed, and its nights that have been lost. You know it better than me, so I ask you to bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and separate me from the fire, and admit me to paradise, and answer my prayer, and show me favor to secure me on the day of fear from every horror that you have prepared for the resurrection. O softener of iron for David, peace upon him. O remover of grave trouble and grief from Job, peace upon him. O eliminator of Jacob's concern. O destroyer of Joseph's sorrow. Bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad as it behooves you to bless them, and treat me in a way that befits you, and do not treat me the way that befits me.